Hello.
Hey, hey, hey.
It's me. And
it's you.
And more importantly, it's you.
It's us.
We're all here.
How you doing, buddy?
Well.
Oh, I'm holy shit.
I'm fired. Or laid off, you know, whatever you want to call it.
You wouldn't know the difference. This wedding is horseshit, I think is how the end of that quote goes.
Yeah. Mm. What I've just concocted is a very weak but refreshing Moscow Mule.
Okay. I was wondering if you needed the copper mug for something else.
No, I realized I was going to mix some Jim Beam with this ginger citrus twist non-alcoholic seltzer.
Okay.
And I realized citrus, ginger, and whiskey. That's I guess it's a Kentucky Mule.
Nice.
Not a Moscow Mule.
Okay.
Sue me.
Yeah, it's a bluegrass mule.
Absolutely. A Bourbon. A Mule de Bourbon.
Okay. Louisville Mule.
Now we're talking. Louisville Mule. But yeah, I am laid off. I haven't had any days.
Hey, congratulations, man.
Thanks, man. By the time this airs, it will be the second day that I would normally have been working. Like, so far, I haven't missed any days yet because it's Sunday when we recorded this.
Oh, yeah?
So my body is unaware that I'm laid off, you know?
Yeah.
Like, left work
Thursday. You know, my body never comes around on the weekends. It's always like, we're working, right? And the cat's on board, too. He's like, yo, we get up and play in the morning. That's our thing.
We got shit to do.
Yeah. The sun's up, dude. Like, we should have played for an hour.
Yeah. I mean, I married an Italian, so this is Easter weekend, which means I've been up doing food stuff. Despite my lack of employment, I have been getting up very, very early every day since, for various reasons. Once was the gym, but still.
Okay.
It was also possibly the last time going to the gym for a while because we had to put that on hold. You know, because I'm not making any money.
I guess I am for a
couple months, but.
Yeah, you don't need to.
Exactly. I got the squat rack at home. But that's what I've worked on today.
You're not in like Marvin Hagler training for like a boxing match yet. You know, you're not like putting yourself in your own personal prison.
No.
You know, to accomplish a goal.
Yeah. No. I'm not Marvin Heemeyer either. Heemeyer?
Yeah.
I'm like no Marvins currently.
Yeah. You didn't get shot in the face. I mean, that's a fictional Marvin, but
yep. Still. I didn't.
You weren't played by Philip Lamar. I know I'm double dipping on that one, but
that's fine. I wasn't. I haven't been attacked by a small child whose home I'm trying to invade with my small Italian friend.
All right.
I believe Marv is. Oh fuck! Why am I blanking on his name? The guy I almost look like. Not Joe Pesci, the other wet bandit.
Daniel Stern?
Thank you. He's Marv, right? Or is Joe Pesci? One of them is Marv.
I always knew him as the narrator from The Wonder Years.
That's also true.
No. You didn't bite a stripper? Marv Albert?
Nice.
He also has like a, you know, the golden voice of the NBA. But yeah, you know, he takes his liberties with, you know, the exotic dancers, I guess. Yeah.
Marv Merchants is the name of Daniel Stern's character. So it is.
That's half the Wet Bandits.
Yeah.
That's not a Wet Bandits name.
I'm not a Martian.
Okay.
Another famous Marvin.
Yeah.
A lot of Marvins out there.
Yeah. Yeah. It's even a last name too. I mean, I got one more and that's Lee. Lee Marvin.
Oh yeah, Lee Marvin.
Yeah. So, you know, if you do like the last name first name, it looks like a Marvin Lee.
Oh shit. I haven't written some of the greatest like R&B fuck songs of all time.
Hamlish?
Gay?
Oh, okay.
But I guess
Marvin Hamlish.
Hamlish, another goddamn.
Fantastic movie.
And yet, I only know one contemporary Marvin, like Marvin our age. He is another great man, but he's not famous.
Yeah, I actually talked to him professionally.
No way.
Like 10 years ago. But sure. Yeah, remember he worked for a place that handled like emergencies for laboratories. And yes. I worked at a laboratory that had a lot of emergencies.
Yes. That's so nice.
Yeah.
At a mutual friend's wedding. The last time I saw him, we were at a mutual friend's wedding, and our wives had never met, and they met there, they hit it off. And I forget who was the motorboater and who was the motorboatee, but at one point, Brandon just shouted out, hey, Ben and Marvin, your wives keep motorboating each other.
Nice.
You gotta get them to knock it off.
Sounds like a fun bunch.
It was a fun bunch.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Considering, you know, I think it was that couple, Marvin and his girl, that... forced Matt out of their house and into your spot in our apartment, you know, me, Papa, and Matt.
Different.
Okay, different lady.
Same Marvin.
Same Marvin, different girl. Lady. Okay. All right. So there could be even more fun to be had, you know, motorboating. The potential, you know, wasn't fully reached.
The options are limitless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But okay, so I was right. We still only know one Marvin, and that Marvin's relationship caused Matt to jump at the opportunity to occupy your old spot in our apartment.
Yes.
Okay.
Which, as bummed as I am to have never actually lived with Matt myself, I was still very happy to know that, one, like, you guys were finding a roommate immediately, and two, Matt
It wasn't CP.
CP actually messaged me recently. So I went to a concert on Wednesday, the day before I got, you know, the day before my final day. I was at a concert by myself, seeing a band called Drug Church. They're great. And I knew they were going to close on their most popular song, because that's how most
bands do that.
Do
yeah.
it. And their biggest song happens to be about getting fired from a job in a laboratory. So
nice.
That was the closer of that band. They weren't the headliner, but they were the band I was really there to see. But I posted a video of them, and CP responded to that video. Like he commented on it. It was like, man, you look fucking sexy as hell. And I was confused, because it was just a video of the band taken from like my perspective from the crowd. And so I just responded with like, oh, man, I wish that was me. And then he responded with, oh, I thought that was you playing bass, rocking out. And I looked, and I had noticed that the bass player does play the exact same bass that I have. But, I mean, with the headstock's different, but who fucking cares? But he also, like, does have my hairline.
Okay.
And no one's really standing around him, so I have no idea, like, his dimensions. So, for all I know.
And as a picture, yeah, it's hard to gauge.
Yeah, he could be my height. So I was like, oh, shit, like, yeah, that does look... quite a lot like me. So yeah, I had to be like, no, I'm sorry, I'm not in a professional band that tours and opens for massive other bands yet.
All right. Well, hey, that's a notch in the belt that you don't have yet, but you know, you got something to work towards.
We did record some scratch tracks the following night, so maybe he inspired us.
There you go.
Who knows?
Is that like a under the gun too, you know? You got a ticking time bomb in Tim's wife's belly.
Exactly. So we literally recorded some songs that we're working on so that we don't forget them.
Nice. That's good. I mean, it's easier than writing music, right?
Yeah.
You can just record the thing that sounds good rather than having to think of transposing it.
Yep. Yep.
I love that.
Yeah. So we did that. And then, so the band's on hiatus, work's on hiatus. Thankfully, you and I are still going, and Italian class is coming back Tuesday.
All right.
Otherwise, I mean...
Salud.
You can only get high in the morning so many times, Jimbo.
Says you. I got a pretty solid streak going.
My man. Happy Easter, buddy.
Yeah, happy Easter. I mean, this will be coming out on Easter Tuesday. So, you know, eat up, drink up, whatever you do on Easter Tuesday.
Is that Fat Tuesday?
There's Shrove Tuesday is the Mardi Gras type, you know, flashing. And
is that this
No. That was like months ago.
I thought so. Like that's the one before Lent, right?
Yeah. So a week ago was Palm Sunday.
Yeah.
And that's when Jesus walked out of the desert and ended your no cursing or whatever you gave up for Lent. Jesus came out of the desert and was like, you don't have to do it anymore.
Hell yeah. And then there was there's Ash Wednesday, Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, Reasonable Saturday, Easter Sunday. Friday was also Cesar Chavez Day.
There's also Easter Monday, which I guess is the hangover to the party. Like, because I was thinking about this. All right, Jesus shows up to heaven, like the sun returns. Dad has a party, right?
Right.
And the kid can turn water into wine, multiply loaves of bread and fish. Like, it's party time.
And fish were big back then. They were eating entire dudes.
Yeah.
So, like, I mean, that's all. Even just doubling the fish would have been impressive, because these are big fucking fish.
Yep. But, all right, do hangovers exist in heaven? Because I feel like that red wine hangover on just, like, the bread and fish diet, like, that's still got to be a tough one, even if you're in Valhalla, you know?
No, this is
like interesting. Vikings still have hangovers in Ragnarok, you know?
I think you get the tiredness and the lethargy without the pain. You might get some of that, like, you might get hot snakes and bubble gut.
Okay.
But I don't think you're going to get the nausea and the headache. You know what I mean?
Fair enough.
You're going to get the symptoms where it's like, you earned this. Like, this diarrhea, take it as a trophy.
Nice.
Not a curse.
Yeah.
But we're not going to give you the all-day headache.
Okay.
You're going to be a bit tired, but you're just going to be on the couches of Valhalla that day, just hanging out.
So, all right, my thing is, like, Tuesday, you know, the day after,
mm-hmm.
like, if he multiplied fish 2 days ago, like, we're starting to get into Benjamin Franklin territory, like, fish and visitors smell in 3 days.
Yeah.
So, like, you think people are trying to get, or they're tired of Jesus? I know he hangs out on earth for a little bit longer because there's ascension as well, like when he truly goes up to heaven.
Yeah. And like, what was he doing for those 3 days?
And if you can explain what ascension is, please write into Road Soda's Pod or, you know, rate and subscribe on Instagram and X, formerly known as Twitter.
Or if you know what he was doing in the cave for 3 days, because like... I mean, whacking off, obviously. The man was only 33. You know, he's still got hormones.
It's true.
He's vibing in there.
Yeah, and, you know, he's not at home. So, like, the only times I'm not at home, I'm in hotel rooms. And guess what? Like, it's what you do.
Guess what? I'm disrespecting
Mary
myself.
Magdalene wasn't behind the rock, right? He only had Spank Bank to work off of.
Absolutely.
Good. We've thoroughly offended any Christian listeners with the beginning segments of this.
Absolutely. Now, hard pivot to different historical things. We're going slightly closer to now.
More contemporary, like the police cars out front of my house?
We can cut to that. That does sound exciting.
I think there's just an emerging domestic dispute.
Okay. Because I was going to say,
yeah,
I've got a buddy named Timmy. Not the Timmy. There's a lot of Tims and Timmys. This guy goes by both Tim and Timmy, which doesn't help. This was the Tim that got married a month before the other Tim that's in my band, who's having a kid in a month. It's a
All
different
right.
Tim.
All I don't think right. he's still met, a Western Tim though.
Still, he's at the time he was an LA based Tim. He's now an Oregon based Tim.
Whoa!
Yeah, got married in upstate New York.
Is he an Oregon guy?
You know, I don't actually remember where he's from.
Well, like, not from, but, like, was he an L.A. guy? I guess I'll ask that question, you know, or does he belong in Oregon?
It's hard to say because he's a very interesting guy. He used to be Adele's piano player when he was, like, 17.
Dell computers had piano players?
No, Adele. You're getting one. You're getting 21 by Adele. But, yeah, so he would, like, play, like, concert piano. Yeah, when she was hugely famous. Like,
yeah, that's crazy.
But, and like, he's
also couldn't she play the piano? Like, honestly, you know, like, I think you have some you have a voice that good, and you don't do anything else.
I think some of the songs she plays piano, but
she can't, like, you know, fat splain her way out of that one.
Well, she's not fat anymore, and that makes people mad, Jimbo. She lost the weight.
Oh, yeah, she needs skinnier keys on the keyboard now?
Therefore, she's a
She never learned how to play.
But he's extremely humble, and I actually, it was like the fourth or fifth time I met him that anybody even mentioned this about him. But yeah, like, he's the first to say, like, oh, no one cares about, like, the band of the famous singer. And, like, I guess you don't know, like, their names, but that is a very cool job.
I'm pretty sure he's an Oregon guy then. Cause like he's probably seen enough of life, you know, like touring with Adele to where he's like, yeah, I don't need LA. Like I don't need nightclubs and, you know, whatever else and pop up, you know, I could stand to see some country.
Yeah. So he and his wife run a small farm in Oregon, but he is now and the entire time I've known him, he is a writer, for like television shows and stuff like that.
Nice.
And he is a staff writer on the entire series, and he wrote 6 episodes of I think it's like a 7 or 8 episode miniseries.
Please say Harvey Birdman.
For TV. Manhunt, the new Manhunt.
Oh, okay.
Which nice. I don't know if you've been watching, but it's
I haven't been watching. It's been advertised, though.
It's good, and you would like it. It is the story of the manhunt for John Wilkes Booth in the weeks following his, you know, when he blew a big old hole in Abe Lincoln's head.
Yeah, didn't close off the bridge, telegraph system gets shut down, and then
exactly. And it's interesting.
America's
because, like,
first inside job.
Yeah, it's like we know what happens. You know, like we know
shown his hands,
like.
And he just said useless.
You and I historically know what went down, but it's still very interesting. But possibly the best part is that I forget. Let me look up the name of the guy he's playing. He was not a person.
Samuel
Mudd. I was familiar with, Patton Oswalt is in it, dude.
Okay.
He's a recurring character. He plays Lafayette Baker, who...
He grew up in Virginia, so I'm sure he has a lot of access, like mental access to that accent, you know?
Yeah.
Well, it's like all that time we spent in Boston. It's like we get a free pass when we make fun of him now.
So here's what's great. So he's playing a real guy. He was a United States investigator and spy for the like serving the Union. But Pat, now everyone else, a lot of the other actors are British actors doing, you know, sort of what to me I don't fucking know, but they seem period appropriate American accents, you know, because the accents back then weren't quite what they are now. But they also weren't quite British. They were sort of, you know, in flux. The main actor, the guy playing Edwin Stanton, is a Dutch guy. But Patton Oswalt,
Secretary of War, Edwin Stanton.
Yeah. Because he was the guy who I didn't know this actually. He led the manhunt. He was the one in charge of it.
Who's the guy who got the other guy who got attacked? Is that Speaker of the House?
Secretary of Treasury.
Secretary of the Treasury. Okay.
Yeah.
Because like nobody the guy who was going after the vice president like got drunk and chickened out, right?
Yeah, the German guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cowardly Germans.
Yeah.
But, even back in the 1800s when, you know, the Prussians were feared. I guess they were a bunch of nation states back then. You know, they weren't unified. Once they got unified,
then it was a problem.
Almost still a problem.
Almost immediately it was a problem. Yes. Like, first order of business, attack the world.
Yeah. And what happened when the Italians got unified? It's like, First order of business,
help the Germans attack the world. First... invent fascism. Step 2, help the Germans attack the world.
I don't know. Didn't they? No, it wasn't like attack the world for the Italians. It was like attack Albania and like a 10-year struggle.
Like, yeah, it was attempt to colonize Ethiopia, fail, and take it out on the world.
Yeah.
But, so all these dudes are walking around talking, you know, old-timey. And then Patton Oswalt, who's got a big old beard, and he's, I'm assuming, wearing very accurate clothing. He's just walking around being fucking normal Patton Oswalt, and it's
great.
It's so good.
Yeah,
so,
fantastic. Yeah,
I got some spies up in Montreal, and we'll look for him up there. You know, we'll see if we can find him. We're gonna have some guys. You got to find this guy. Like, like, it's just Patton Oswalt being Patton Oswalt. It's so nice.
There is something to that, because the northernmost action of the Civil War was on the northern border up in Vermont.
Yeah.
Yeah, the raid on St. John's. So, there were, I don't know if they're Confederate sympathizers or just people who allowed some Confederates to be like, yeah, we'll go down into Vermont and try to take a town. It's like, okay. And then what?
If nothing else, the banks that the Confederacy kept all their money in were in Montreal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that is yeah, factually accurate.
So they didn't get foreign recognition diplomatically, but they got it financially.
Exactly.
You can always get financial recognition. That's the crazy part about it.
Yeah.
Whether you're a drug dealer, you're a warlord, or just a despot.
Yeah. But yeah, about half of those episodes have aired, and it's really good so far. So you might, it's on, I think, Apple TV or something. I don't know.
Yep.
It's good.
All right, I'm back out.
Yeah,
just like that.
Yeah. We had to borrow a login.
Yeah, Disney Plus, Apple TV, I think are our bugaboos, and Hulu. Mm. But fuck Hulu.
Yeah, I had Hulu for a while, and then you know, I needed to save money. They
had South Park, and then they didn't have South Park.
Oh, I didn't even know they took away South Park.
They had limited episodes. I don't know. You might as well buy DVDs at this point, or the things on Amazon. Like, if you're gonna give, you know, money to an evil corporation, don't do it in installments. Like, give it to Jeff Bezos once. Let him go up into space again.
Yeah, and like, he can stay there.
Hopefully.
I saw another Cybertruck Jimbo.
Or Elon Musk is developing a shockwave type robot that can shoot his spaceship out of the sky.
Yeah. I saw a Cybertruck. Tim's now seen one, Reagan's seen one. I've seen two. I hate
You're
it.
You're Kyle Reese.
Now help me out. Who's that?
He's the Michael Bayne character in Terminator. You're gonna be the guy. All right, not Kyle Reese. You're honestly more like the Linda Hamilton of of this. It's they're actively hunting us.
Yeah. I hate them so much, Jimbo. I hate seeing them.
You're building the case for Linda Hamilton here.
I hate seeing them. I hate that they exist.
I'll be your Kyle Reese.
Okay.
All right? And I'll get you pregnant so we can make a John Connor.
All right. I'm in. I'm not doing anything with this pussy.
If it means the end of the Cybertrucks.
I would do a lot to end the Cybertrucks' reign of terror. They're so big.
Oh. Yeah, they're trucks.
Hang on one moment. My wife is calling me.
Yeah, hanging on. I got a big truck that I drive for work. And it's a V8, and it's a quite a juxtaposition in our driveway with the red Prius, I gotta say. But when I go to the gas pump, man, that Prius, it is nice. It's even the 07. Yeah. Yeah, man. I sold the Corolla. It's gone. But I've seen it recently, and it's doing well. It's actually got a front badge back, and it hasn't had a front badge in, I don't know, 9, 10 years? 10 years, maybe? Yeah, who knows?
I'm back, but I got to go put some food in the microwave real quick.
Yeah, sure.
But then I'll be back, for real.
All right. Can you bring me a beer?
Yeah, dude.
Thanks. All right, so I guess I'll just read off the... old computer games that I have in a CD spindle here. All right, this one's for Windows 95, or it's designed for Windows NT, Windows 95, or Mac OS. It's a Close Combat, A Bridge Too Far. I believe this came with a 97 Gateway computer, as did this game, which is also designed for Windows 95. Monster Truck Madness, Down and Dirty Racing. Now, I purchased this one on my own, or maybe with allowance money, maybe some chores, or a neighbor was friendly enough to overpay me for doing some yard work. But Army Men, the 3DO, it's a 1998. I used to love computer games, though. You know, just sitting at the computer, download, having your brother download music that you wanted or music that he liked, and then just listening to that on whatever media player. I think Napster had its own media player, so we would be listening on that. Let's see. Next up is The Neverhood. Now, I remember this as like a claymation game. It was a stop motion animation, but it was done by DreamWorks. And yeah, their logo is pretty big on this one. But it reminded me of, I don't know, Myst. If Myst tried to be a cartoon. I think that it was like a puzzle game, like a puzzle claymation game. And there wasn't any like combat or anything. It was like Earthworm Jim if there was no violence. Like Earthworm Jim without violence, but claymation. All right. Next up, Need for Speed 3 Hot Pursuit. I actually really like this one because this was, I think, European based. And that was back when I was fond of, I guess, European things. I'm no longer. I'm fully Western Hemisphere, fully Americanized. And that's not to say I'm not open to other things. It's just I'm pretty close-minded on Europe nowadays. All right, next up, Flight Simulator 98. Probably the best game of all of them in the spindle. But yeah, I played this one a lot. You know, I flew that Dallas to Chicago route a lot in the 747. We actually got a crack to download planes. And I got a DC-8 that had some pretty solid markings on it. I really enjoyed that. Redneck Rampage. I remember my mom tried to hide this game from me. Luckily, I know how to get on top of chairs. But yeah, ooh, another game, and this one actually would bog down your computer like something fierce, because it was a desktop game, so it was designed to kind of play over whatever was on your screen. Dilbert's Desktop Games. This is another DreamWorks, and I think. I remember my brother and I like playing this till like 3 a.m. and then getting like yelled at because we were up so late. And we were just playing some stupid Dilbert catapult game with his dog. Like it was nuts.
Ah, all right. One beer.
All right. Sick.
Coming up.
I was just refreshing the audience on what's next to me on my desk here. And it's a spindle of old computer games.
Oh, that's nice. I was actually, so I mentioned that with the rack coming back home, it's cascaded, you know, throughout the house of rearranging the entire house. And so I was in my closet today digging through my old media because I've now gotten to the my closet stage of the reorganization because it will no longer be my closet. It's now in our closet.
Oh. Do you have any fallbacks?
No, we got a her closet and an our closet.
It's got to be something outside for you.
Well, yeah, I've got the wood shop.
What about the crawl space? You got a crawl space?
I got a crawl space. Nothing in it yet. And actually, the wood shop's got a lot of we've got a storage area in that. That's
a lot of potential.
It's an R storage area. So,
ooh, okay.
You know, it was always a losing battle. But
I got hit with the big plans for the backyard this summer, and I was like, no, we got to fix inside still. Like, leave the backyard as it is.
Yeah, that's the thing about outside. It's out there, you know.
It ain't in here.
It ain't in there. You can get to outside later. Inside though, you gotta get to inside. But I was digging. I found all my old cassettes and CDs. And
nice.
Felt very old. Nice. Actually, yeah. Yesterday when we were we were down at Reagan's parents' house. Her sister and her niece came over. Her niece is 16, almost 17.
Okay.
On the 16-17 border.
Yeah, like a good annoying age.
Yeah. Well, an age that really makes you feel old when you're in your mid-30s because we're cooking stuff, and I'm pulling open the cabinets and the drawers looking for things. I don't want to bug anybody, so I'm just searching. And I keep forgetting they've got a it's pretty fucking sick. I'm not sure when it was installed, but they have a wall-mounted cassette player.
Yeah,
it's like
my aunt's house has one of those.
Yeah,
and like they bought the house brand new. I think it was like 2000 or 99.
Oh wow,
yeah,
Yeah, so this one's from like the 80s. It does not work, but it looks very cool. And there's still a drawer beneath it full of cassettes.
Sick.
And Reagan's niece was like, what are these again? And I was like, oh, shit. Hell yeah.
This is music.
This is how
we listen to. You would have to go to a store and buy this. Yeah. Or you bought blank ones and then taped your favorite songs off of the radio.
Yeah. And actually, if you had a little piece of paper, you could fold it up in the bottom corner and you could actually tape over already taped tapes, even if they didn't
That's
want
right.
you to. You could do that.
Then
we started talking about CDs, and then we started talking about Walkman and Discman, and then we're on cell phones, we're on like the Razor, the Nokia. We just went down old tech path.
Yeah.
And it was great.
My dad dumped an old burner phone on me over Christmas.
Recently?
Yeah, over Christmas. He brought up some stuff. He was like, yeah, we found some of your stuff in the basement. And then it's like a burner phone still in its box. Like, I'm sure it has like 80 minutes on it or something. But it's just, I'm not, you know, it's a nice paperweight. I think I'm going to keep it in the box. But
sick.
Yeah, I don't have to make any drug deals. Like, I'm a medical marijuana patient. I can go buy weed for very cheap and legally and have a grand old time.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's important.
Plus, I mean, you know, there's plenty of guys like doing the hard drugs out here in Springfield. Like, they don't need one more.
They don't need your help.
They don't need my help.
They got it covered.
Exactly. Those cops, I mean, they're not fans of it, but...
fuck yeah, dude.
So yeah, yesterday I was with our Eastern Tim. Like our Eastern Tim.
We
went
that.
To a college
nice.
Hockey game. Yeah.
Yeah.
Met a bear.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Did that bear say, like, is that the Cornell mascot?
Their mascot is the Big Red.
I thought so. Is the bear
it's one
named
of those
Big Red?
One of those dumb Ivy League, you know, we're too old to update our mascot type dealies.
See, I just thought it changed because I know NYU's changed like while we were applying to colleges or around then. And so,
NYU has a mascot?
I know they're not Ivy League, but they are, you know, they're let's see. NYU mascot. I want to say they used to be like the Violet and then became the Bobcat.
Or they went from Bobcat to the Violet Bobcat.
Oh, wait, here we go. Never mind. They're doing the exact same thing as Cornell. Officially known as the Violets, the school mascot is a Bobcat.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Yeah, it sounds like it's exactly like what fucking...
I think that, yeah, the Cornell's bear's name is Touchdown. Like, he's a football bear.
What?
He's wearing a hockey jersey, but, like, I'm pretty sure Cornell, like, the only thing that officially has, like, a bear is the football team.
Weird.
We were trying to figure it out, too. But, you know, there was a tiny little Asian girl who had a jacket on that said bear security. And I was like, I think I can take both of you. I don't even need Joan or Tim's help.
Yeah. Yeah. It's referred to as the Big Red Bear or by its nickname Touchdown. And recently they added Red Man, a person dressed in a tight red suit.
I saw a Red Man at the same hockey arena, but it's the Springfield hockey arena. So this was at the John Heater. I think it
yes.
was at the John Heater night.
The
but
meet and greet.
Texas Pete showed up.
Ooh.
And I don't know if you've ever seen Texas Pete in real life, but you know Charlie Day's Green Man on It's Always Sunny?
Yeah.
Imagine Red Man, but a cowboy.
Okay.
On skates.
Okay.
Yeah.
Weird.
Texas Pete really fired up the crowd.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. It was nutty.
That's nice.
Say. Like, I don't know. There were too many foreigners in the building. It's like John Heater, Ephraim Ramirez, they're not in the building every night. Some would say this is the only time they're probably going to be in the building.
That's probably true.
You don't need to add Texas Pete to that. You know, you could bring Texas Pete on for like a Wednesday night game or like, you know, something else.
Kind of a hat on a hat.
Yeah, right?
Kind of a hat on a 5-gallon hat.
And also, like, it's not like Texas Pete is a restaurant that we could go to in the stadium. I haven't seen Texas Pete available. I've seen an advertisement on the boards, like, and a Green Mountain Gringo advertisement. Haven't seen that in the stadium. So it's like, where are we getting these things? I understand Manny's appliances. All right, Manny probably can't be fixing people's like appliances, just having people bring in refrigerators and washing machines into the stadium to fix them. So like Manny, you know, he just has to have advertisement in the stadium. But Texas Pete, you could have Texas Pete available. You know, and just have to bring in a red man like 3/4 of the way through a season.
Texas Pete, according to Instacart, is the 7th best seventh best selling hot sauce in the United States.
All right.
That
so
is not very
Tabasco,
good.
Tabasco and Frank's are above it.
Yeah. El Yucateca? Crystal?
Crystal,
I'm just guessing.
Yeah.
I'm just guessing.
Yeah, we're guessing. Yeah.
Top hot sauce sales, United States. Let's see what
maybe
we got.
Maybe Texas Pete does a large packet game, because I have seen a lot of packets of Texas Pete. Especially
okay.
Where breakfast sandwiches are available.
So this is coming from
the Cholula, probably
the trusted website getnux.org.
Okay, cool. Actually, yeah, I was there earlier today looking up something else. Looking up a Getnux.
Really?
No.
Okay. I don't know.
I don't remember which. Do you ever look at the actual address? The only web address that I've noticed since COVID is for the bidet that we recently got. We got a Tushy, but their website is hellotushy.com because tushy.com is a pornography website.
Very different website.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. Oh, I got some hot sauce facts here. I got some consumer numbers. Tabasco number one. Obviously, we knew that.
I don't know.
Cholula is second. I would not have guessed that.
That's a tree killer.
But here's what we got here. Frank's Red Hot was the leader in the amount of dollar sales. So units, Tabasco and Cholula are beating them. But as far as
they're wholesales,
exactly, and they're a pricier hot sauce, perhaps.
Mm.
Sriracha is contributing 4.5% of the total market share.
All right. Now, while Sriracha is hot and its flavor is versatile, I don't know if I might call it hot sauce. You know?
That's true. It is hot. Like, it is. You can argue that it's hot, and it's certainly a sauce. But I do. It's more of a condiment.
But, in the vein of what we're... I mean, yeah, you can put it on a breakfast sandwich. Okay, cool. You can put all of these on a breakfast sandwich.
Yeah, but same's true of like ketchup.
Yeah.
Which is not a hot sauce.
Correct.
Yeah. That's
interesting. Can Sriracha go more places than Tabasco? Or does Tabasco go more places than Sriracha?
That's true.
Would you put Sriracha on like an oyster? Like a charred oyster?
I totally would.
Okay. Because I don't really eat oysters. I mean, I don't like oysters, so I wouldn't order those off the menu.
I only like them cooked myself. I do not like them raw. But you give me like a barbecued oyster with some fucking really any type of sauce, I'm gonna suck it down.
All right.
Let's see. Pico Pica is more popular in California than any other state, according to Google data. I think this is an AI-generated article, because I've never heard of that, and that sentence is stupid.
I'll agree with you there.
I'm sure there's tons of little boutique...
Pico Pica?
Pico Pica is the name of it. And here we go. Of all Hoosiers who took a MASH.com survey, 41.94% said that Frank's Red Hot is their favorite hot sauce.
Yeah, Hoosiers?
This is AI.
Is it I standing for Indiana, artificial Indiana?
Now we're talking. Now that's good. Now that's good.
Because it's talking about Hoosiers. And of course, yeah, they're all in, or half in for Frank's Red Hot.
Yeah.
They wouldn't know spice if it came up and
bit them on the dick.
and beat him in basketball.
Oh my God, we have conflicting numbers. We have conflicting numbers, Jimbo.
Of course we do, because the initial claim was seriously undefined. It was very vague. Even though it said total sales, it didn't say which year, markets, whatever. You know, so as long, if you're not citing the original statistics, like, you can just make whatever claim you want to.
All right, we've got
6 out of 5 doctors prefer Frank's Red Hot over toothpaste before bed.
We've got here the most popular hot sauces. Oh, this is all just Instacart numbers. So this comes down to who's Instacarting their fucking.
Yeah. So what is the hot sauce of the lazy?
Well, North Dakota's buying more hot sauce per capita on Instacart than anybody else. South Dakota,
all right,
buying the least.
All right. This shatters my theory. If you just stuck with the North Dakota statement, I would say. This might be migrant farmers, like, is tipping the scales here. But yeah. The South Dakota doesn't make any sense anymore.
Yeah, North Dakota, they bought 3.7 ounces of hot sauce per customer last year. South Dakota, 0.9.
3.7? That's not that much. Like, I went through 3.7 probably this month.
Well, Massachusetts. No, a
couple of weeks ago.
Massachusetts is on the low end, dude. They got beat by Vermont and Maine. No, they tied with Maine. Maryland.
These are Instacart numbers?
These are just Instacart numbers. So I think what this really is a map of is who's using Instacart a lot. And apparently it's North Dakota and New Mexico.
All right.
And then it's Colorado, North Carolina. And then eventually we get down to California. Maryland's in there at 2.3 ounces.
Yeah, well, they're probably buying more dry spices.
Could be.
Yeah.
Could be. Let's see. What is this? This is the average share of all hot sauce purchased for sriracha, and as well as, what the fuck?
Now, is this just sriracha, or is it all, you know, because like the Big Y makes their own sriracha, or they have something that they call sriracha.
Yeah.
You know, Frank's Red Hot, that is a brand. Tabasco, that is a brand.
This is Hui Feng sriracha.
Yeah, okay. Okay, like the OG rooster.
Yeah.
Rue store.
So it appears as though last year, when compared to 2021 numbers, North Dakota and Vermont have entirely abandoned sriracha on Instacart. They're not buying it at all anymore. That's a 100-
They bought too much, or they're stealing it from faux places?
It's a
they're
100%.
Stealing it from
I think they're mad that the peppers changed, because apparently the pepper changed, Jimbo.
Huh.
Yeah, the story's something like The company was trying to basically extort the pepper farmers, and the pepper farmers were like, fuck you. And they were like, okay, then we'll just use different peppers. And they did, and everybody got mad.
That's like when Amoroso's changed their recipe, and they're like, we can keep all our same contracts. And they're like, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Licio's delivers in the same area.
Every state is buying significantly less sriracha now than they were 2 years ago, but Florida is buying the closest to where they were 2 years ago.
Hmm.
They only dropped by 35%, but Massachusetts dropped by 50%.
That's crazy. Well, but I mean, the sriracha that's in our fridge is the Big Y sriracha.
Mm, okay.
Yeah.
I will also say that there was apparently a shortage at some point. And I should also say that these numbers are also probably fake and or stupid.
I didn't notice a price spike or a shortage in sriracha. Anytime I've needed sriracha, I've been able to get it. I don't want to say I'm privileged here, but it sure sounding like I'm you know, speaking from a lot of privilege with the sriracha availability in my current and recent life.
You ever heard of Berman's or Valentina hot sauce? Either one of those brands?
Yeah, Valentina. It's got a black label and it's got the boot of Italy on it.
Oh.
Yeah.
What about Berman's? That ring a bell?
Maybe. I don't know. If I saw the
label. Oh, yeah, I totally recognize this. Yeah, it's
they're like top shelf in the you know, foreign aisles.
No, this is bottom shelf at Aldi.
Oh, bottom shelf Aldi.
Yeah.
Do you go to Aldi?
We don't got them.
Okay, because we got an Aldi out here, and people say that it's the same as Trader Joe's, and it's like, really? Because I get chocolate coins at Trader Joe's, and I get hepatitis at Aldi.
Yeah, it's kind of like one of them had a marketing budget, and one of them didn't.
One of them has staff that like puts stuff organized in the stores, and the other has a store.
The other ones are on work release.
Yeah. Well, like it, I, you know, actually this is probably a pretty good comparison, but like, you know, Tim stayed overnight last night here, and he was asking me about like the bagel places or like where to get breakfast. And I was like, well, we have two bagel places. One is a lot closer. It's in Springfield, and it, you know, it's going towards downtown. It has as many staff as it does customers, but it doesn't work any faster.
Yes.
You can understand.
Absolutely.
It's a lot of guys having a rough morning, but you know what? They get there eventually.
Yeah.
The other is in like the rich town just outside of Springfield. It's staffed by unhappy children who we don't know if, you know, they're being trafficked or you know, happy with their lives or even, you know, getting paid for what they do. That's how unhappy that they seem. But they're efficient and it's very good. It's like, okay. Huh. So you can get like a good bagel or a good breakfast sandwich, good schmear, coffee. It's just, where do you want to do it? Like, how do you want the staff to be?
Those are very far ends. Neither one seems wholly good.
You know, we tend to go to the trafficking one more. Just because, like, the other one does great breakfast sandwiches, like the one that has as many staff as it does customers.
Yeah.
Because, like, you get a guy who just works your order. It takes him 20 minutes, but, like, he works your order. Yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense.
You know, like beginning to end, I'm guessing he has to boil the bagel and he has to slice it and cook the eggs. I have no idea what they do back there. And it's pretty open kitchen, but yeah. We go to the other one a lot more. And yeah, that's where we found ourselves this morning.
Hell yeah.
They seemed in good spirits comparatively. I mean, compared to the last couple of times we were in there, they almost cracked a smile, the staff.
Wow.
Yeah. Joan really wants to hit him with like a blink twice if you're all right.
It's like the bathrooms at international airports where on the inside of every stall, it's like, here's what, if you're being trafficked, here's what you do. But if you're not, yeah, enjoy your flight.
I guess I haven't flown internationally recently.
Oh, yeah. They got them.
All right.
Yeah. It's grim. You're in there. You're already in a stall at an airport, so things aren't going well. And then you got to read that and remind yourself of how bad the world can be. And you're like, oh, no.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. If you're being trafficked, I'm sure they have something over you. You know, it's not just like, come through this airport with me. It's like or your family will die type situation.
Yeah. Yeah. Or we won't let you
so
watch.
So it's not like you can just run away into the bathroom.
Like, if you don't come back, we're going to not let you watch the second half of the movie you watched the first half of on the previous flight.
Oh. Short flights, short internationally. This must be Europe.
It's either Europe or it's like it was a 10-hour flight and you got in like 3.5 movies.
You just watched Dead Poets Society 4 times. Because you can on Air Kenya if you want to.
They're still dead.
One guy is, yeah.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. The Eric's brother, I guess. That 70s show older brother that's always unspoken of.
Yes. This one's going to be a shorter episode because I'm going to go eat some delicious dinner with my lovely wife.
Oh, she called you to put in your food. It wasn't just her food.
It was both.
I take back all those things I said when you were away, then. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was all the food.
And yeah, tell Reagan I did not mean it.
Will do. But yeah, let's land this airplane mid Dead Poets Society movie. Jimbo, you got any advice for anybody who's buying hot sauce?
Are you going by domestic sales, is it wholesale, you know, or per capita?
And as we say every week,
go fuck yourself.
God fuck us, everyone.